Welcome to Module 1 in the Evidence-Based Leadership Program, A Fundamental Decision. It's an invitation to ask yourself a question that lies at the core of evidence-based leadership. Well, hello and welcome. I am Stacey Barr. I'm the creator of this evidence-based leadership framework that we're about to wander through together. My entire career has focused on measuring performance in organizations. Essentially, I help leaders and strategy and performance professionals to monitor and achieve the results that matter most. Now, you and I both know that it isn't common and it isn't easy to do this well. And that's a big part of why I'm very glad to have this chance to share it all with you, to help you to create a high-performance culture and measurable success in your organization. It's hard as leaders to take time away from demanding colleagues and tight schedules, dealing with that stuff that keeps us awake at 3 a.m. But we're glad you made the decision to do this because one of the greatest opportunities any human gets to create an impact in the world is through leadership. When we, as leaders, have the tools to focus everyone on what matters most and have information that accelerates our ability to achieve what matters most, we multiply the impact we can have. This is a program that gives you more control over the impact your organization will have. Please consider, though, that you can't instantly get more control by reading a book, taking a two-hour training, or having a one-day workshop. It requires a fundamental change that needs new mindsets, new skills, and new practices to make that change the new normal. And with that, let me welcome you to EBL, and I hope you can settle into this time that we have together. Early in my career as a measurement specialist, I was asked by a safety manager to improve the safety report. I put each safety measure into a time series chart to reveal the patterns of change over time. After all, we measure to make performance change for the better over time. When I showed him and the safety committee the new report, I pointed out how the graphs clearly revealed that some safety results hadn't changed in over 2 years. The safety manager, very unprofessionally, I might add, howled at me and told me I had no idea what I was doing. Well, after drying off the tears of shock in the ladies' restroom after that meeting, I realized what had happened. In his eyes, I had just shown the safety committee that he hadn't made any difference over the term of his leadership. He didn't want to know what performance was doing. He wanted to know that what he was doing was right. The transparency was too much for him. He didn't want the accountability for the real results. Many leaders have made that same decision, often not consciously. They feel safer if they focus on gut feel, hearsay, and unbiased data that reinforces they're doing a good job and doesn't expose them to judgment. It's true that a lot of our accountability models are unfair and don't work. And it's also true that finding meaningful measures to give the right transparency can be really challenging. But without transparency and accountability, high performance isn't possible. In simple terms, we can say we have a high performance organization when it is performing at a very high level in the game it's playing. The game our organization is playing is the fulfillment of its mission and the pursuit of its vision through the execution of our strategic direction. All this means is that our organization can do well what it says we want it to do well at. If we want to build a high-performance organization, we start by making a fundamental decision. In Hard Facts, Dangerous Half-Truths and Total Nonsense, the authors Jeffrey Pfeffer and Robert I. Sutton say this: the implication is that leaders need to make a fundamental decision. Do they want to be told they are always right, or do they want to lead organizations that actually perform well. How we create and use measures of performance is central to this decision. Good measurement is our key to making transparency and accountability work for us and not against us. Good measurement is like gravity. It pulls our attention, our energy and resources toward our strategic direction or toward our goals. It's just like when an eagle sees her prey, lines herself up, and lets gravity pull her toward it. Measurement doesn't always feel easy like gravity, though, because in most organizations, there are too many struggles to find meaningful ways to measure what matters. Now, next up, we'll not only look at what the biggest struggles are, but you'll find out the causes behind them, and their causes you can do something about. Coming up next is Module 2 of the Evidence-Based Leadership Program, 6 Habits of EBL. It's an introduction to the evidence-based leadership framework of 6 specific habits.